The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Though we're going to talk about a class of people regularly accused of being out of touch with the great unwashed, and it's politicians. Continuing fallout today following the appointment of Catherine Zapone to the role of the UN Special Envoy for Freedom of Expression. Here speaking earlier this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said it was time to move on.
The Minister for Foreign Affairs in good faith, you know, he wanted to pilot this idea of a special envoy in the area of human rights, and brought it forward to Cabinet. It was discussed to Cabinet. It was approved by Cabinet in the end. So, yeah, procedurally, could have been done a bit better, but I'm not going to... I think we're moving on from it. And oversight, that's it.
All right, Micheál Martin is moving on from it. Larry Donnelly is an NUI lecturer, an NUI Galway a law lecturer, and Fionnán Sheehan is the Ireland editor at the Irish Independent. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the show. Fionnán, is it time to move on?
Well, not according to some within Micheál Martin's own party, Barry Cowan, the foreign minister, now prominent backbencher, is saying that clarity needs to be brought on the process and the procedure around this. And this is on foot of accusations of cronyism here. Whatever cronyism, there does appear to be something awry going on here when basically the Taoiseach doesn't know that what you would describe as kind of a politically sensitive appointment is about to be landed on the Cabinet table. So basically, you have 41 main items on the agenda yesterday. Simon Coveney has 5 memos to bring. One of those memos is about the appointment of ambassadors. And in the fine print of that memo is that a former government minister, Catherine Zapone, is going to be appointed. Now, Micheál Martin says today that, God bless him, Simon Coveney didn't anticipate any of this furore. So poor little innocent Simon Coveney didn't expect that the appointment of a former cabinet minister who served with him in government only 2 years ago would attract any sort of public attention of and controversy, because he's so gullible, naive and new to politics. That's basically what we're being asked to believe.
If we reject that argument outright, which I think most people would, what's your theory as to why this was left off the agenda until so late in the day?
Well, it would appear that, you know, they weren't quite clear exactly what they were doing here. Obviously, this would appear to have been a late development. The job spec doesn't seem to be all that terribly detailed in terms of what Catherine Zapone will be doing. I don't think anybody's questioning Catherine Zapone's experience, her credentials in terms of the area of human rights, particularly on LGBT issues. She is back base now in the United States. So it's not about her qualifications here. It's how exactly did this appointment come about and how exactly it was put through government. Because there is, in effect, a no surprise clause within the three coalition parties. If anything that is of a sensitive nature is being brought up, Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar and Eamon Ryan kind of trash it out in advance. It's a twist on the Economic Management Council that was there during Fine Gael and Labour of a decade ago, and previous coalition arrangements would have the same place. So you're not suddenly caught by surprise by something coming out. In this case, it's actually Micheál Martin being caught by surprise by something, not just something that's been randomly announced said by a minister, but actually a memo that's landing in front of him that his people doesn't know anything about, and obviously hasn't been cleared with his people. Because you're not just talking about the Taoiseach himself, the Taoiseach Taoiseach, and the third party leader. They each have a team of advisors. So normally, something would go through some levels. So okay, it would appear a bit of a stroke was pulled here by Fine Gael, and that's why people are wondering now, what's the purpose of the stroke if all this is perfectly above board?
Larry Donnelly, the NUI Galway law lecturer, like I said, is with me as well. Larry, do you agree there's plenty of questions that still need to be answered?
I'm not so sure. I mean, look, I take Fionnán's points about the optics here and the pressure here and the political fallout that there obviously is. If social media is anything to go by, and I'm not so sure it is, there is a political, something of a political storm created here. Yesterday I made the observations, which again, I made these observations not as a partisan, not as a journalist who needs a story, as somebody who knows Catherine Zappone and likes and respects her, but whose politics are, as I would put it, a country mile to her right. That having been said, again, to underscore the point, she is an exceptionally capable person with a really strong track record on these issues. Her life story is a compelling one, and I think she could make a real difference on this front. And the second point is that if you look at the amount of money involved here, it's very, very small. And I think that given her strengths, we are certainly going to get value for money. And at the end of the day, that should be the real question that's being asked. And to those who say, what's the value? I do think it's important for Ireland to engage in the UN. I do think it can play a role when freedoms are under threat. And I do in particular make the point that on some of these issues, Ireland internationally was perceived as something of a laggard. To see Ireland now front and center and advocating, I think, is a very, very
positive. But Larry, that argument that, you know, it's only 15 grand, I mean, it reminds me of the argument a couple of weeks ago that, you know, with the Beacon Hospital, it's only 20 vaccines. And the Beacon thing, like, the issue wasn't the amount of vaccines. The issue was that it spoke to the worst inclinations of, you know, entitlement in Ireland and privilege. And in this case, does it not speak to the worst inclinations of cronyism?
I think I heard Leo Varadkar this morning, and of the points he made, I think that the most apt one was about if this was a senior civil servant or somebody else who has got the post, this wouldn't get a minute of media attention. I think it goes along with an attitude out there, a very anti-politician attitude, that politicians who are done, especially those who are defeated, that they should effectively crawl into a hole and disappear. And I fundamentally disagree with that. I think the reality is Catherine Zappone is a skilled person. It's a different role. There's no job spec to be a special envoy. We see that with special envoys in different places around the world. This isn't a permanent pensionable job with designated roles, etc. She is there to use a very definite skill set that she, in some ways, skills that are unique to her. She's in New York. She's willing to serve. It's going to cost very little, and the cost is important here, at least according to the people who are criticizing this on social media and elsewhere. We are going to get value for money, and that, at the end of the day, should be the fundamental question. So, to me, a lot of this outrage is really way over the top.
Fionnán, Micheál Martin and his cabinet colleagues will be calculating that most people will be in Larry's camp and will agree with the arguments he's making. Are they right, do you think, or is this likely to be a bit of a storm that could plague them?
So if next week a former Fianna Fáil minister wants to be appointed as a special envoy to the Holy See to talk about abortion issues in the Christian world, will Larry be so relaxed then at that point? I don't really think so. So the issue here is actually beyond, it's going now beyond Catherine Zappone being a former minister of great capability and the role that she's been put into here, which the Department of Foreign Affairs could do with actually spelling out what exactly is this job, given that Simon Coveney thought it was just something that could be waved through. The wider issue here is Micheál Martin looks like a bit of an idiot. Again, Micheál Martin is again being undermined by Fine Gael. Leo Varadkar is again being cock of the walk and saying, well, we've done this now and people need to move on. So it's a wider issue about government and how it functions. That's what's been put into play here, because it is extremely embarrassing for the Taoiseach. We're only a couple of weeks ago, he was effectively being almost the subject of a heave, although the rebels in the party are so incompetent they couldn't put anything together. But nonetheless, he was damaged by the outcome of the recent by-election. We've seen repeatedly over the past year, since this new arrangement was put in place, that to borrow another Albert Reynolds phrase, there's kind of a temporary little arrangement for Micheál Martin as a Taoiseach, but really Leo Varadkar doesn't see that he's actually left the office. And there's an attitude there that, well, we can still do what we want. So, if again, it goes back to the point. If this was so wise and wonderful an appointment, why was it not done in the normal manner that you would see? I take Leo Varadkar's point that you could compare this to roles that John Deasy has had in the past on Capitol Hill in relation to illegal immigrants, Eamon Gilmore in South America in terms of peace accords in Colombia. But those roles were quite specific. We knew exactly what was involved there. They were spelled out. This one seems to be a little bit more obscure. We're not exactly being told what exactly it will involve. So they could do with adding that bit of clarity. And then that would certainly help to reassure people a little bit.
Just what about that point, Larry, briefly, because someone has texted in to say it's a disgrace, the manner and the way that she was appointed. It should have been advertised. And that's from Liam. And that simple point, I mean, if she is so competent, at least advertise the role and there wouldn't be this scandal, would there?
Well, I mean, look, maybe there wouldn't be a scandal, but, you know, I just go back to the point about a special envoy. This is somebody who's in the who's in New York, who's in this position, who's offered to serve, who's doing so at very limited expense. If this was a different type of job, if it was a permanent post on a high salary with a wide ranging ambit, then, yeah, I would take all those points and transparency is important. And I would agree. There are definitely issues here with the optics and with the process. There's no doubt about that. But my thinking is that this is largely a bubble story. I don't really see this getting a huge amount of traction. I think most people, once they see the amounts involved, will probably tune out. There will be outrage, of course, in certain quarters. Mm. But if Fianna Fáil or Micheál Martin is going to suffer, it's not going to be as a result of this. It's going to be as a result of some of the bigger, broader issues.
All right. Well, Siobhan in Wexford has had her say, unfortunate that this fuss involves Catherine Zappone, as there aren't enough women in key roles like the one to which she has been appointed. It's only a part-time role after all as well, adds Siobhan. Larry Donnelly, NUI Galway Law Lecturer, and Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland Editor with the Irish Independent. Thank you both very much for joining me here on the show. Plenty still to come.